Blog Talk Radio.
Two things are true about students in urban American public schools. There are some students who do well and go on in life to become productive citizens, while there is a secondary population of students who go on to live lives that aren't so socially acceptable. While this secondary population of students, some 18% in Nashville-Davidson County, exhibit a number of behavioral issues and face extradition, it's no wonder why those students struggle to succeed academically. If they can't follow the simple rules of order, how are they expected to be focused enough to learn? I'm Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery, and I have recognized the needs of this population continually being unmet despite the best efforts of many dedicated educators over the years. As a result, my experience as a former special education teacher, youth counselor, and candidate for local and state offices, I've developed a school model to help address this troubled population. Dockery Christian Academy is a private, non-denominational Christian school whose primary focus is engaging parents as partners with educators and teachers in order to develop pro-social character for student learners. I'd love to share more information with you about this innovative education model. So please connect with me at www.dockeryacademy.org. That's D-O-C-K-E-R-Y, academy.org. Connect with us on Facebook at Dockery Christian Academy, or use the hashtag at 2020DCA. Thank you. I look forward to engaging you. Together we can make a difference for all of our children.
You're much more than the struggles that you go through. You're not defined by your pain, so let it go. You're not a victim.
Thank you, Mary J. Blash. Listen, you're listening to Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. And as always, I'm grateful for each of you who will join us. Tonight is open mic for any new listeners. In case you don't know, that means that we don't have a designated topic that as the host will speak from and will provide a monologue background context for it. But we've opened the floor to you, our listening audience, who've been following us. We've had several weeks of robust dialogue, and this is an opportunity for you to perhaps address a particular issue that you might have, or question, comment. We open the floor to you, and naturally, all we ask anyone to do is to be courteous enough and respectful enough to the structure of the show and to our guests. Oftentimes, we don't see eye to eye on things, but I'm convinced that that's how we learn, when you have varying viewpoints and perspectives, right? You can take some away from it, good or bad. So we like to, 657, that's the number to call, 657-383-0944. You designated the next about hour and a half to perhaps 2 hours, depending on how our show go tonight. But we want to keep our phone lines open to you. You bring up a topic, and I will do my very best to respond rationally, reasonably, and as factually as possible. All right? So we'll go from there. 657-383-0944. Perhaps Pastor Ricky Waller, our co-host, will be able to join us, sit in with us tonight here soon or later. But we'll keep it going. We'll keep it going. I'm going to start with just, it's open mic. So you call in And when you call in, I'll respond to you and give you the floor. 657-383-0944. But until then, these brethren here, they call themselves the Temptations. They had a very interesting song that I think still rings true in many ways. We talk a lot about people needing to boost and build their self-esteem, right? We've addressed many real issues facing families and youth in urban America, throughout urban America, right? And but what they said in this particular song is the way you do the things you do, you could be anything. I want to highlight that point. Let's listen to them for a second. 657-383-0944. That is the number to call into the studio tonight. Right now, in fact, and join us in this conversation. 657-383-0944. Hear ye. Temptation.
You got to smell so bright. You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know you could have been a handle. The way you fucked me off the field. You know you could have been a broom. The way you smell so sweet. You know you could have been some perfume. But hell, you could have been anything. I just wanted to be like a man. The way you do the things you do, the way you do all the things. As pretty as you are, you know you could have been a flower. You could look for the minute. You know that you could be an hour. We stole my heart.
Is that right?
You know you could have been a fool.
You listen to Talk Six. We're live. It's May 27th, 2021. 657-383-0944. You give the floor to the Temptation. It's open mic. You call right now. Get in where you're sitting. Tonight and join us here in the live studio. What you just heard from the Temptation is that the unique way people express their individual gifts and talents, they can do anything. That's certainly my takeaway from it. Of course, he was talking about typically describing a young lady, right, who had impressed them and wowed them by her characteristics, her features, her actions. You know, looked so bright you could have been a candle. Knock me off your feet, you could have been a broom, right? Where you smell so sweet, could have been perfume. Y'all know what you heard what he said. You heard. I don't have to. What's your point, guys? What's your point? Simply that people have to understand, it's helpful to understand and consider that no matter what others believe, what they say, or what they do, if you don't have confidence in your own self, and again, I may reference to self-esteem, your ability to seek out a path and to put in the work. See, that's what's key about success for anybody, is those that are successful put the work in. It wasn't a fluke. It wasn't a happenstance. A deliberate and focused effort that led to the desired outcome. You consider that you don't have success unless that was something that you work into. Now, some people get a gift and if somebody gives them something and they trip up on something, that was luck. Some might even say good fortune. But success, by its very definition, means that you've achieved a stated goal or aim. Sometimes people are not conscious that they set out to do some destructive things, right? And everything they do is geared toward self-destruction. Eventually, they reach success. That's an interesting thing, isn't it? But the truth of the matter is they were pushing, they were moving, and they were consistent with something, even though it turned out to be not in their best interest long term. Okay? It kind of goes back to something one of our callers from Jacksonville, Florida, has mentioned and stated on a few occasions, and that is rather than trying to compete with the Joneses or be like anyone else, determine what it is you are interested in, right? And you set the parameters for your success. Yeah, yeah. You determine what you, if you're going to be a tree climber, huh? Set a goal for yourself as to how far and how many trees, how far you would climb on a tree and how well you can be able to do it. And when you've met that goal, guess what, beloved? You're successful. You are successful. 657-383-0944. That's the number to call. I've had a posthumous guest on, and the person of James Luther Bevel. I have a couple of his clips in my studio here. And I want to share some of them. And what I'll do is we'll have a virtual conversation with him, okay? And we'll until you call me. Open mic is about you, our listening audience, being able to share your thoughts and ideas. Feel free to do so. We're happy to have you. 657-383-0944. That's the number to call. Again, 657-0944. What you call. So I was talking about the fact that a lot of good people lack the understanding of their own motivation, their drive, right? So it's hard for them to really be satisfied with themselves or find any success or happiness. And if we can do anything, we should do anything, I would argue that it should be to help people realize who they are and what their purpose is. Once they discover that, I'm convinced they'd be able to chart a path and stay on that path to their own success, to their own success. And we're joined now by a caller from St. Louis, Missouri. We open the phone lines to him, and this is open mic. Open my chat. Hold on 1 second. Welcome. How are you?
Doing fine. How are you, Ruben?
Oh, pretty good. We maintain it. Holding the rope.
Yeah, oh, that's good. What's going on good tonight?
Well, we are tonight on the talk show is open mic. I realize that we've had a number of topics back-to-back, and some of them have been all of them have been stirring, I want to believe, and so we from time to time open the floor to a listening audience, those that may have participated, those that may have listened. Many people have just listened. It's an opportunity for them to share their own thoughts there. So with open mic session.
I talk all the time, so I sit back and see what they got to say.
Currently, it's just you and I, but the floor is open. I was about to have a virtual conversation with one of the voices that we shared with, and that was Jim Bevel. Some of the things he said that was apropos to the day, but you feel free to stay around and listen and participate as much as you like. One of the question I posed on the previous show is to understand what the problem was. Now, let me just explain why I make reference to James Bevel, because he was one of those people. I hear people talk about marching, protesting. Well, he was one of the chief strategists for the Selma March and the sit-ins that were in Nashville and many of the places the Freedom Riders on their tour they went. He was one of the chief strategists there. Worked very close to Dr. King, and he was like a lot of young guys. He was at American Baptist Seminary and stopped going there to join the Civil Rights Movement, and join King and the rest of it. Make a long story short, had some interesting things, and I think that what he was saying was well ahead of his time in many ways. And that's interesting to me because oftentimes, particularly my people, when we speak to us, it's so strong and it seems impossible and hard because we've been conditioned to do things in a certain way. And that you know, for someone to come to you and tell you, you have to step out of your comfort zone and do things differently than what you're comfortable with, oftentimes that's a sense of unease. And I understand that. I really do. But let's listen just for a second to how he might respond to the question, what then did he see the problem as, and what does he see the problem as now? I should say that before I play this, I had the opportunity to interview him for hours and kind of pick his brain and be a student of his in terms of his role and input in the civil rights movement, SELC and many of the marches and things of that nature. So much of my research and context is based on he and others that I've had the privilege of meeting and interacting with. So that's just what he says. That's what he would say the nature of the problem is. Not that you have to agree, but just consider it.
And all of us look around and we see drug addiction and we see the nations facing with a nuclear winter and we see droughts and we see violence and hate and we see poverty and all kinds of disorders and we see the dread disease AIDS and many other diseases that are taking folks' lives and we see an anemic, uninspired people, and we see violent and destructive young people, and we see drifting and unspiritual filled churches, and we see an education system that's turning out youth that cannot read and write, and we see an economy that is on the decline, and we have an ecology that is being polluted, and waters and atmosphere being destroyed, and we see our topsoil being run off of our land into the sea.
So I don't know if anyone would agree with that. We're joined by Jacksonville, Florida, 3072. Welcome. St. Louis has joined us as well. It's open mic night, so you feel free if there's a topic of interest or some a question you want to ask me, I'm happy to respond. But welcome to the discussion. While we were waiting on callers, I turned to the late James Luther Bevel, who was one of Dr. King's strategists in the civil rights movement there. And, you know, posthumously, we asked a question to him. What do you see the problem as? Now, he responded to that, wow, 25 years ago. Here we are in 2021. And everything he said, I can see parallels to it. Right now, this is May 27, 2021. What do you say about that, 37? Feel free to bring up any other topics of interest you have.
Yeah, well, I mean, he spoke about that then. It's just kind of worse now. So, right on target there. I'm afraid that COVID is not making things better. It seems that people are in all fields, running into bouts of depression.
Yeah.
Just trying to rebound, from everything. And I think that's what's not being talked about enough today with all of on the news of what we see, not just politically, but socially. It's, the world is seem like it's just gone crazy within the last year or two.
I guess you all saw where the fella, I'm trying to remember what city it was. It seemed like it was all over. But he was, the way I understand it, he set his own house on fire, and then he killed six other people. I believe it was earlier today or yesterday, one of those two.
It was yesterday, and the total is 9 now.
Is it 9? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. To your point, 3072, it's my concern that I hope it was the unintended effect of a lot of the shutdowns and restrictions imposed by the strong hands of government has caused a lot of good people to experience this depression and to just lose their way, I'm not a clinician, so I'm not going to suggest that that was I know what drove this young man, but when we look at the others, and I don't believe he was over 30 years old, was he? 3072?
Oh,
you know
I don't really
he
have his information, no. I don't know.
Okay, if I'm not mistaken, Caucasian male, less than 30 years old. There are some parallels to the last, I'm going to say, at least 15 to 20 cases. Now, some would argue that black males are the most destructive force on the street. They're the ones who you should be afraid of when you see them. You don't hear about that, though. Them just going on training their anger and frustration on innocent people that don't know anything about their pain. But that's an interesting thing.
Well, here's what I've noticed, that Caucasian males or whoever, they like set the trend and the tone. So maybe not right now is not what you'll get, but eventually, I mean, other monkey see, monkey do, people with mental struggles or issues will be, you know, trying to do the same thing. I mean, I don't know really other than getting people help and counseling. And, I mean, the world has just gone so crazy. You know, where to start? Where? There are so many issues that prevail us, but, yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, it's really frightening.
Let me ask you disturbing. This. Let me ask you this. What role do you think the mass media plays in suppressing that thought that we've seen result
they
in
play
a lot
part.
Of
yeah.
Okay, what role do you What role do you think?
I think they play a part, I mean, but we have to have news and we have to be made aware of what's going on out there, too. I mean,
Then I'm not beating you up. I'm just curious. Do you think sometimes there's an overplay of it? I'm not just talking about one political
thing
view
in particular.
Of it.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, I think
Do you think this reel-to-reel, back-to-back, every day, every hour, the same thing, do you think that kind of messes up folks' minds?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it sets the tone. I can bring up some other issues, but I'm not going to. But, yeah, that's setting the tone and confusing people. I mean,
Absolutely.
Folks don't
because
have know what to do.
The average person, I would argue, you know, are totally displaced from a lot of these things until they see it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know about it until they see it on TV. And then the fear is, oh, it's coming after me next. I'm next. It's going to get me next. So
well,
I
you don't know.
Direct, I stand corrected. I'm reading a story. The gentleman named reportedly is a Samuel Cassidy, age 57. Age 57, who went into this way. What do you think about that, St. Louis?
Well, people have always done things toward others. It's nothing new. I mean, we can't say it's something new. Can't say it's outrageous. Then next week you'd be quoting Proverbs. There's nothing new under the sun.
Okay. Well, that's true. But to this level, do you think? I'm reading one report here that suggests St. Louis, just in 2020, there have been a number of issues, right, in San Jose and, of course, Chicago. We talk about that too often, right? Michigan, Illinois, and other parts of Illinois, or California. It just seems like, it, as 3072 was saying, in the last year, maybe it's just the muses is highlighted it more. Because I saw some 3072. I saw some. I looked very closely at how the media, I'm just talking about the news, and certain ones in particular, seemed to want everybody to be focused on remembering George Floyd. Okay? And we all know how horrendous that is. And the fellow responsible for his death is in the criminal justice system now. That's taking its course. But then I asked myself, I said, wow, all of the young people that were killed across urban America in the last year, they had said nothing about them. They said nothing about the black business owners in particular who cannot go back and open business again because they were destroyed by fire from rioters. They said nothing about David Dern, who was a retired police captain and spent his life serving community. And I said to myself, it's a shame that obviously it appears as though what they really want you to do is to stay in this cycle of anger and fear. Maybe I'm wrong. What do you think, said Mitchell? Think I'm off there?
I don't know about if they want you to stay in the anger cycle. Certainly, again, I feel that there is cause for concern, just in general, again, with observing people and, again, with the news, with what's going on.
Okay.
I don't take anything lightly anymore. Altercations and all those kind of things. Separate myself from them. There's no need, because again, I believe we are living in the last days. Could be the last 50 years, could be the last 100, I don't know, but my point is I'll just try to be as cautious as I can. But that's, I think, quite a statement to say that they want us to live in fear and anger right now.
Well, it's not just in this today or this last week. This has been my observation for some time now, but particularly with certain events that date back within the last 12 months. It seems to me that there is a concerted effort, a particular agenda to stir and keep stirred certain anxieties and frustrations within the minds of those people that are watching. And it's interesting to me because on numerous occasions I've had conversations with individuals, right, and they immediately go to the latest thread. And when I go and try to understand what they're talking about, I notice that this is real to real. All day long, the same thing. And there's, you know, this concept of psychology about that suggests that the more you convince yourself of something, whether it's real or not, it becomes a reality for you. You follow what I'm saying? And that's the psychology of marketing and things of that nature. But
The news networks make money off of the stories. I could get that if they're trying to feed their families and make sure their pockets stay tight. But again, the news is there for them to do it. They're not going out there doing the stuff. They're just reporting it and making sure everybody know about it. So, yeah.
Before I go to St. Louis, I've seen where they've announced that if you have a story that you think we need to report, call us.
Mm-hmm.
I've called St. Louis on a few times. I thought with some decent news anyway. it looked like Ed just didn't want to hear that, man.
They thought they had a bad line. They thought they had a bad connection.
I'm like, hey. And look, St. Louis, a few times they took my story, and when they got through publishing it, it was everything but what I said. Hold up, man.
You couldn't recognize it, could you?
No. I mean, but I do get the point that that's their business.
Well, you know, there's no way in the world my children would participate in no commemoration for George Floyd.
Okay, explain to us.
And I told the guy. I was going to tell a guy who went to a high school that I know of. That's Normandy High School. They're on St. Charles Rock Road and Lucas and Hunt.
I heard of
97%
yeah.
black.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they let the kids take time out for that. And when you look at the data on the performance of the school that has over 1,000 students in it. The graduation rate is like 74%.
Yeah.
Math proficiency, 5%. Reading proficiency, 10% and 14%.
Right.
Classes don't have no business taking out some time. They need to be studying, learning.
Yeah.
And
that is not
an exception to the cause. It's pretty much the norm in many areas.
Sure. Yeah, I've seen that too. I've always said that with all the restrictions and parents and children being at home, that was the perfect time for a parent to really assess their children themselves to see where they were emotionally as well as academically. And I realize that not all parents are able to tutor their children in terms of the subject matter and things of that nature. But you can engage them. You know, I think about Dr. Carson's mother, Ben Carson, how you read his book, Gifted Hands, and it was powerful how he told the story. Mm-hmm. She couldn't read or write, but she knew she wanted her two boys to. So she threatened them. And literally forced them to go to school and go to the library and to study hard. And they didn't know she couldn't read or write until after the fact. You see what I mean? But that was because she wanted the best for them. And I believe that's what most people want. I really do believe that most people want. Sometimes they don't know how to give it to them, but they want the best for them. My point is that was a perfect opportunity for them to really engage their children and pick their brain. Hey, what's going on? Where you at? Who you've been talking to, what you've been doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that is something, that's a story to talk about. And many people understand, can sense that there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And they go about trying to come up with remedies for there's something wrong as best as they possibly can, as best as they know how.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing wrong. It's just like a person whose mother is on the couch and unresponsive. Child knows something wrong, so they got to go get help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they go up and politely ask somebody, could you come with me to see about my mother? So that's
sure.
The thing that human beings have, that something's wrong. And animals do it too. They know that something's wrong with them, and they will seek out a human being to correct that problem. Mm-hmm. Then when it's corrected, they would run on back off into the wild to become, be, continue being an animal.
In America today, I know we're not going to solve all the country's problems. I'm not that naive to think we can or will. But in America today, if it's one thing that you were called upon and there was one thing that you can offer that can be done different to be productive or positive, 72, what would that be? I realize that, to snatch that out there, I'll admit that. You probably haven't thought about that much. But have you, what do you think you would start saying, okay, here's how we can get to it?
How we could solve the problems of today? Is that what you're asking?
In America, across the country, right?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so again, reform, we need to try to assess people and their needs for help, and just try to render it to them. I mean, that's the first thing you can do is try to heal people where they're sick, and take it from there.
Interesting. I was asked earlier today by someone that worked in my office with me when they were talking about this fellow who killed all these people. Said, what do you think is the cause of everybody? And that was their words. Everybody, all these people snapping like that. And I said to him, well, when you think about it, kind of go back to the point 72 I was saying earlier, it appears as though from looking at the news, you can do some pretty destructive, deadly, and dangerous things with little accountability, especially in the context of saying that the police are the problem, law enforcement are the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You break down the very fabric of structure and discipline and trust within your society by eliminating the police, then what do you have? I mean,
sure.
You have people feeling as though I can act with impunity and do whatever I feel like doing. And it's a crazy thing. It just seems to me that we need to – go ahead.
That we need to do what?
I was going to say, it seems to me that one of the serious conversations we need to be having, I was going to say with young people, but there's a lot of old folks that don't seem to understand. And that is that if you erase the line of law and order, you create a real problem in our society. That's all I was going to say. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sure. And the line should not be erased of law and order, but law and order should be orderly. And it should be lawful first. That's the first thing. Then, therefore, people won't feel like even that they have a reason to try to go against the law or create their own laws or that they can, do what they want. Because usually, even in psychology, what one person observed the other do gives them the confidence and the belief, like you said, that, okay, this is a norm and this is okay for me to do as well if my brother over there can do it.
Sure.
So that's the first thing, since you brought up that police situation. I don't think any rational person is asking that the police be abolished or done away with, but they're just asking that they be retaught and, we can go about things at a better way. But no, the idiots that's out here committing the crimes or the sick people that's out here doing those killing shootings and whatever, I think even if there wasn't the brutality going on, they still would be up to no good and, they'd be doing what they're doing. Anyway.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
you are aware that there are elected officials and prominent voices in the media and around the country who are on record suggesting that Portland, Oregon is one of the places, Washington area over there, California, who were literally Minnesota, promoting and suggesting the abolishment of the police. New York, of all places, New York, okay, the abolishment of police, a police officer. You understand what I'm saying? 72? And that knows, you know, I'm not suing you from the conversation, but I'm just saying we're having
I hear what you're saying, but I don't honestly think that they were seriously talking about just getting rid of the police. I mean, there has to be laws and, you know.
Yeah,
I think they were talking about reform.
No, these individuals I'm talking about, they were very clear in their intent to literally get rid of police. Some of them wind up calling the police for protection, particularly.
Okay, with that being said, what were they suggesting when they get rid of the police? What were they suggesting?
They were literally talking about, from what I read in the Minnesota case in particular, it was some elected, some council people, I believe it was on the council level, who were pushing for legislation to defund the police department and limit their efforts and to have, what did they call them, mental health people or somebody, I can't remember at the moment right now, I don't want to say but other people to assume the role of law enforcement.
Right.
And that turned bad real quick, and they had to reverse that course. Several places in California and
so they were just suggesting not to have any police and just have counselors responding to calls and stuff?
That was one of the things.
Oh, okay.
That was one of the things. But again, now that may work for some people, but guess what it's not going to do? There are people who are criminally natured.
Sure.
Okay? In other words, that's just what they do, no matter what you or me or anybody else say they're going to do, engage in behavior that is deemed criminal, okay? And there's only one thing you can do with them. Either you have to stop them or someone else has to. And that's why we pay for law enforcement, so that the average citizen don't have to worry about that. Does that make sense?
Right. Sir Robert Peel
said to be the father of modern-day policing, right? And what he said was the community is the police and the police are the community. You know, when you look at the history of law enforcement, it started with a constable. That was one person who went up and down the block to watch everybody's properties and make sure nobody robbed them, right? And as criminals became bolder, the need for them to get more than a whistle to get everybody's attention became stronger. So now they have weapons that, and deadly forces authorized. It's gotten really ugly, but that's where we are. That's where we are. But yeah, St. Louis, you going to say something?
Well, whoever's talking about doing away with police don't know what they're talking about. You can't get rid of police. It's police. Departments are allowed to exist because of state constitutions that allow a municipality to exist. Federal government has no power over the police. States are federalized. They're sovereign entities. You know, funny you mentioned Minneapolis. That's really a story where a black woman had some domestic problems. She called 911. She lived right there near George Floyd Square. I think there's 38th in Chicago. So the dispatcher said, the lady wanted the police to come. The dispatcher said, well, you're going to have to go down two blocks and meet the police down there.
What?
Because the police are not coming into those areas. And I don't blame them. I wouldn't either. Because they come under attack, they're going to use the force they need in order to stop the attack. So why come she didn't call a social worker?
Yeah.
That stuff sounds all good and dandy until time comes. But and that's not only there. I've noticed other cities, like especially in Ferguson area,
mm-hmm.
that the police do the same thing. They take their time, and they won't go into certain areas. In Detroit,
yep.
during some
Chicago.
Periods, Chicago. Police used to tell people they'd come to go down the street at an intersection, and they used to have like a little zigzag. The police would be there until a sign say, enter at your own risk. Heck, in Chicago,
well,
all the shooting that's going on there,
yeah.
how many thousands you think has been shot in just about a year, this coming
weekend? Well, in a year's time, I think within the last year, it's been under 1,000, but it's been more than...
Under 1,000 shot?
And you said in a year, right? Did you say in a year?
In Chicago, yeah.
Yeah, in a year's time. If I recall, it's possible that I, but if I recall correctly, it's under 1,000. Now, there are more people that have been shot than actually died as a result of being shot.
How many you think have been shot?
I want to say, if I remember the last stat, St. Louis, it was over 400. And that matched or exceeded the year before, if I'm not mistaken. I don't want to mistake. I'm not looking at the
stats. In Chicago, you've had 4,773 shot through Monday.
In a year?
You had 12 shot and 3 killed. It'll be a year this Memorial weekend.
Okay. Okay.
4,773 shot, and you've had 737 killed.
Hmm. Well, that's certainly a lot.
Who do you think shot them? Who do you think was involved in the shooting?
Well,
how many
enough,
of them do you think police shot?
Yeah, sadly enough, we know who it was. I did read where the mayor has mandated that police work 24-hour shifts now. Because of all of the shooting. I did read that.
Well, that lady is irresponsible for a mayor, but there's been no white police shoot anyone
mm-hmm.
out of them 4,773 and 700 and some odd murders. All mm-hmm. black males on black males and also women. They killed kids. They
yeah.
killed the 10-year-old girl there in the McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Drive
a lot of innocent
true lane.
Yeah. So here's the thing, St. Louis. I think this is what I believe would be very helpful. Now, in reality, it's not just the police job to maintain social order. But I would argue that every one of us has. And let's take it to the point where people give a lot of credence, respect, and confidence in churches. There's certainly something that I'm convinced those bodies should be doing more, could do more, and should do more. I'm not saying that's by way of indictment. I'm simply saying that you look at where they're located, and you look at where the carnage is. My goodness, I mean, is there not something that we learn in the Word of God that would direct us to be an active part of the solution? It's just basic question, that's all. And again, I'm not saying that
well, it was one weekend in Chicago. It was three black women standing on a corner, holding hands in a circle, praying.
Mm-hmm.
Three black women holding hands with their head down, praying. Somebody came by and shot all three of them.
Mm-mm-mm. Mm-mm-mm.
So
okay.
You, 72, and Reverend Wallace can go on up there and pick up where they left off. Keep one eye open and see how you can get that taken care of.
I'm not sure if that is the tact I would have taken, though, St. Louis. You know what I mean? I'm not sure I would have stood in a circle like that. I would certainly have prayed before I went out there. You understand what I'm saying? And been prayed up. But I'm not sure that I would just stood there and see it like that. What could happen, though?
You got
what could happen?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead. What were we gonna say?
You got cases where kids walking to school get shot. They just bypass the school and go on and walk to the hospital. I'm talking about young kids, 10, 11, 12 years old. They just walk by the school and go to the hospital, walk themselves into the hospital.
Let me bring 8112 in. 8112 is open mic night tonight. So if there's something that you've heard was talked about or some issue that you want to share with us tonight, we'll be happy to reasonably respond to and address it. We're on with St. Louis and Jacksonville, Florida, and now Peoria, Illinois. 8112 is joining us. So if there's something you have on your heart, on your mind, we'll be happy to entertain it. And right now we've just been talking about the idea of erasing law and order and individuals who are assigned to that, to those tasks. That's what we're talking about. There's some very sensitive issues that are going on around the country there. But yeah, St. Louis, I was saying that, feel free to drop in wherever you like to, 8112. St. Louis, I was saying that I know that there are a number of variables there, okay? Standing in the middle of the street praying is not going to cut it.
No, it was on the corner.
On the sidewalk, wherever they were. That's what I mean by on the street. That's not going to cut it. But whoever the individuals were that pulled the trigger, they slept somewhere. They ate some food somewhere. Are you following me, St. Louis? And there's something that drives and motivates them. And what we really need to understand is even the criminal, I talked about the other night that everybody deserved to be respected. The criminal deserves to be respected enough to understand what it would take to stop them from causing everyone else to be uncomfortable in society. See, if everybody else is doing as they're expected to do and getting along and not crossing the line and breaching other people's faces and what have you don't have a problem. So what's wrong with Dockery that every time he comes, everybody's good in the room. Every time Dockery comes, all of a sudden, everybody gets antsy, get upset, uncomfortable. What is it about me that needs to change? What's my problem? 8112, is it that I look so good, or what is it? What
I can't answer that one because I don't think you have a whole lot of problems. I know we all got problems, but, you just that type of person. It takes certain people to nurture individuals. So to me, you're just one of those bless people that do that for people.
Well, thank you. But now, it's not easy. You know that, don't you? Because some of the people you try to do it for don't want it. They don't want it.
Yeah.
They don't want
very few people to be able to do the things that you do.
Well, here's the thing. Now, this may come off wrong to some people. But if you have individuals in your neighborhood, on your block, who are determined to make life miserable for everybody, they should be immediately removed and placed in some environment that they all can function in without being a problem to everybody else. Can I tell you where they created those places to be?
Yeah.
Those are the prisons. Those are the prisons. That's what they were designed to. People who don't know how to get along and follow rules and guidelines, everybody else does.
That's right.
That's what the prisons were. Go ahead.
You should abandon, if that's what you're speaking on, the laws, because laws are made for a reason. Everybody be running around like they was in the cowboy days, shoot people, kill them, bury them.
Right. That's right.
There are laws, and there's a very vital reason for that because such things happen. Even with the laws, but then on the flip side of that coin, you got the people that's supposed to be protecting and serving. They about scared now because some people have turned on them because they're doing, some of them doing so much devilment to some people that's not even doing anything.
Okay. okay?
For something that doesn't deserve death sentence.
Right. It just seems like as a whole, though, 12, the whole society has gotten so volatile and so edgy that you don't know which way to go, right? We were just talking about how in many places police are hesitant to go and do their job, largely because they're afraid either they're going to get sued, they're going to be arrested or attacked. And there are people who want the police, who pay taxes for the police, who want them to do their job, and they're saying, well, doggone, what do I have to do, go get me a gun?
Well, what about the people that the police done killed, though? It's a lot of them out there. So I'm not going to talk too much about that because that's, you know, that kind of hit home for me.
I understand. I fully understand. And I don't really, you know, it's not my intention to.
At the same time, let me make this perfectly clear.
Yes, ma'am.
I had to pray about it because all polices are not bad polices. And a lot of times you find yourself in trouble, even scared to call the police because you don't know which one and how they're going to react to you even calling them.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of on both sides, a flippy, flippy situation.
Yeah.
If you're doing
here's the good news. I see that fast one. Here's the good news, though, 8112. There is a process to hold police and other officials accountable for the job that they are. They only have that privilege because the people gave it to them. If it wasn't for the people, they wouldn't have that privilege to be in that role. And that's a way to hold them accountable. And some of them may need to go. You know what I mean? The people still have the power to get rid of them if they really believe they need to go. But to get rid of the institution and the that role in society is a very dangerous precedent. And we've seen that in recent times, how that works. So, Pastor Waller, where you at, man? Can you hear me? I think he's muted.
I'm all right. I'm hearing you, man.
Hey, Pastor Waller.
Okay. Hey there, how you doing now? 8112.
Hey,
Florida.
7072.
Oh, y'all singing real well. I like how you sing. It sounds real good to me. You know? Yeah. To hear them voices, it sounds really good.
Yes, it does. I'm glad to hear you guys' voice as well.
Yeah. It's open mic, man. We just had an open mic tonight. It's an open mic. You know, it's whatever. Interestingly enough, is there something else anyone wants to talk about? We can change the subject here if you like. That's not a problem at all. But 8112, the other day I thought about you.
Did you?
I gave the devil some credit the other day.
Well, I don't know what happened.
I was just saying that everybody's very respected, and I was just talking about how 8112, those of us that are believers or people that say they're believers, they're quick to want you to accept how religious they are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people want you to accept how culturally aware and conscious they are.
Mm-hmm.
And those are some of the people that cause the most problems, that you can't get along with the most. Huh?
All right. I agree.
At least you know what to expect from the devil, 72, and the devil's always consistent. You don't ever have to worry about what he's going to do. Am I wrong about that, 72?
I don't think so.
He never misses a beat, does he? Never misses
Mm-mm.
a beat. But his doctrine is with his religious self, and sometimes you don't know which way he's coming. One day, one day one way, other day another way. But I said all that to say that 8112, it's important that we all realize that if we say we're going to be something,
mm-hmm.
that we're going to do something, it's important that we follow through and be consistent. And sometimes, mm-hmm. Pastor Waller, we're not able to meet the mark like we want to. It's not that we intentionally fail short, right? But circumstances often beyond our control. But when you get knocked down on your tush, what you do? Help me, somebody.
Yes.
What we do?
But I'm
you
not
get
on
knocked down
on
yourself. What we do, Beth?
Well, it's just so much work to be done. It's just a matter of how you deal with issues as they come. I like to always remember one important thing that I didn't know anything about. I just dealt with it as it came. And that the Word of God said that this is the day that the Lord has made. He tells us to rejoice and to be glad in it. So if he made the day and he wants us to rejoice and be glad, then why do we have to sit around and wonder sometimes what's going to happen if we come outside of our home, whether we're in deep in the project or whether we're out there with some of the most beautiful homes outwardly that you can see. Now, am I any different than those people who say, well, I got a job. I'm going to come out there into what they may call the ghetto and start some stuff. You know, but where it all should start at is at home, where all the stuff is really happening at. That you ride on by it and act as if it's not happening. So what I'm saying, what do you call that? In other words, we're better than you are. So we're going to come out where you live, and we're going to wreak havoc. But over here, no matter what they do, let it be. And that is something that you have to look at and consider. And that, to me, is learning what I didn't know. And I want to say that to everybody on the line. I did not know that the Word of God said that this is the day. I just always believe he is the one that created all things. But I never seen nothing in the Word that verified that it said this is the day that the Lord has made. And then he tell us to rejoice and to be glad in it. That would be a beautiful thing, wouldn't it, if we all can rejoice and be glad because we're all in this thing together. But it don't go like that. It's not like that. There are some people, and I heard you all talking earlier before I got on, police, and how people were having a difficult time being in their presence. And then you said that they couldn't do their work because of certain things. Well, who brought that on them? It wasn't the people who was out there being attacked that brought it on it. The cameras and things that wasn't used or wasn't even in existence back then to see what they was doing to innocent people. So you got a conflict right there. You got a good police that really means well, and then you have 9 out of 10 of them that don't.
Right.
Well,
or vice versa. Either way it goes, it's too many. If one is not doing right when he's supposed to be doing a certain thing, it made it bad for the rest of them. And so you can't tell the difference between the two. That's difficult to have to deal with. And that's not to belittle them, because I got a good friend that's a police chief. You know what I mean? And sometimes I just feel for him. I wonder what he goes through sometimes. Being a person that really is sincere about his job, and, you know, and he's a brother. So I just every now and then I pray a lot about, you know, what he's dealing with, and I just trust that he continues to do a good job at it. But I can't see him doing harm to people when they're innocent. I just can't see him doing that. You know,
well,
I really can't.
I want to agree with Pastor Waller and give other examples of, you know, one or two or maybe 10 people or 30 people making it bad on other people. You can't trust your children now because of child molesters, because of people abducting kids. People are scared to go to church because they thinking, you know, pastors or people are in there trying to purposely mislead and harm people. You got people saying that kids are being molested in the churches. You know. So, yeah, we can't place the labels on each and everybody that where things have happened, but certainly we have to keep an open eye. I mean, so it just comes with.
That's correct.
You know what, 32? You know what, 32? It's important for those people who are righteous and doing right in those roles to understand that there are concerns that folk have. Even though it doesn't apply to me. You understand? You know what I mean? It doesn't apply to me, but I recognize that there are some people who feel that way, rightfully or wrongly. They feel that way. And have to be prepared to address that as well. So I think that's a good point that you're making.
That was one of my biggest fears with raising my children, and I did not leave them alone with people. Now I can volunteer, I can be a part, I can, but no, they will not be staying overnight or doing anything else, you know, where I can't be there to make sure they're okay.
Well, I can appreciate that. I definitely can appreciate that. You can't control anything anywhere other than that you have control of, right?
Right.
Well, that's interesting. Did your mother used to allow you all to spend the night a lot, since 8112, at other people's houses, or people spend the night at your house? Was that a practice that was common?
Not at all. Only place I got to stay night was at one of my siblings' house, which usually was one of my sisters.
Okay. And I tell you why I asked that, because that was a very strict rule, too, in our household. And it was largely because of the fear. I don't want you to get in trouble being out somewhere else, and I can't, you know, can't control what happens there. A lot of innocent people are victims of environments that have a lot of vultures in them. And, you know, the amazing thing. Is there hope, though? That's what I want to know.
There's always hope. If you still live in there, there's hope. If you're living, there's always hope.
That's right.
Okay. But not 12.
Yes, sir.
I'm out in the country. I'm out in the cow pasture, and I'm knee-deep in stuff that don't smell good. They use it to fertilize the ground. You mean to tell me there's hope in the middle of all that?
You need to what?
Do you mean to tell me?
You better be helping the cow produce the milk so you can drink something. So, there's hope, and then the fertilizer, which gives you your food, your vegetables, and
I look at it
a different way to some people.
It's not funky out there, 12, and it's all on my shoes. It's all on my shoes, 12. Everywhere I turn, I'm deep in it now.
Yeah, you can take them shoes off when you're done doing your work, but see, you can't eat no food if there is none there.
Okay, so, sounds like you're making a case for waste material, man. That's what it sounds like to me. Let me know.
Say that again, Pastor.
Well, did you hear our conversation there?
You know, I was changing. I was, you know, somebody walking by. I'm on the street, but somebody was walking by saying something.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I know, just stay with me there, Pastor. I know 72 heard. It sounds like you're making a case for material 72. What about that?
What happened? She got dropped.
72, where you at? 72. I guess it's just you and me, 8112. St. Louis, where you at?
I'm right here.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, St. Louis on there. I think that was him.
I had to revise my numbers.
Okay. Which numbers were those?
The lottery.
Through yesterday, the numbers have increased to 4,804 and 737 murders.
Okay.
You have to wonder. Yesterday they had 19 people shot and 2 killed. And Monday they had 12 and 2. From Friday through Sunday you had 55 shot and 12 killed. I don't know what's going on.
I think I mentioned it earlier. And I was talking with 8732 about this, Pastor Wallace, and 8112. My observation, and this is my respectful and honest observation, is that the suggestion over the last couple of years have been that you can pretty much act on your volitions and your drives and do what you want to with little accountability, because of the idea that, you know, authority is to be challenged or should be challenged, should be questioned. That's a dangerous precedent, you know? And I think that's what's going on in St. Louis, is that not just in Chicago, but in other places. The notion is you can go out in the name of certain and cause a breakdown in society. I'm convinced. He dropped off. Go ahead.
Okay, I meant Pastor Dr. right there. What happens when you got people, meaning authority and non-authority, bumping heads, okay, and they're all afraid because they all are human beings?
That is a
You're
going
to have problems.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And that's
I agree
what
with
I
you.
Think is going on. Everybody's colliding. Everybody's afraid in their own way, whether they say it or not.
Yeah.
So people running around shooting each other, hell, whether it's the police or the regular people.
Yeah, I agree with you.
It's just sad. I think it's horrible, and it's sad because a lot of times majority of people done got to the point where they confused, not only confused, some of them just, I don't give a hoot. I'm putting it like that.
Can I say something, 12?
Yes, sir. Sure.
I'm a lawful gun owner, and from time to time I go to the, I turned everybody off because I was getting an echo. I wasn't sure where it was coming from. Y'all bear with me. And 8112, I went to the range recently, and I took my wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I saw there? And it shocked me. I saw more African-American females.
Women.
At gun classes.
Yeah.
That's why you lucky you took your wife.
I'm scared of guns, but I might need to go get me a pistol, too. But I know when they did that, they opened the door for a lot of people that's high-tempered, normally where they wouldn't be able to just shoot someone. Now, in the heat of the moment, that's the first thing they think of. I'm going to get my gun on. I got my gun on me. I have a concealed license to carry.
That's right. And look, you know what I heard most of the conversation centered around is the fact that their mothers, they have children, and they would hate to have to hurt anybody else's child, but they
mm-hmm.
want survival is the first
mm-hmm.
instinct. That was I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but that was essentially what they were. I'm like, what? That was amazing to me. I said, wow. I mean, I'm going to say if it was 25 people in the range there, at least 10 to 15 of them were women. And that was shocking to include my wife.
And you got to understand, I think, with a lot of women being divorced now and single parenting, that.
Yeah.
Like you said, they thinking what's going to happen. So I used to be playing fire escapes in the house, and everybody has to be at the same point. But we lived on the second floor, so you had to have a plan.
However,
and it was very important that the children, and they were small back then, that they followed
mm-hmm.
this plan. So I would just jump up and do this drill like a fire drill.
Okay.
Try to make sure that my children got out the house safe, the apartment safe, you know. So it is what it is, these hard times we living in. There ain't no time for lying and playing like it don't exist, because it's all going down for real. And
well,
it does exist. And
yes,
you can't
ma'am.
Just close
you
your
said.
Eyes to it, even though a lot of times you would like to not even think about it.
That's
when you
truth.
Turn on the news,
that's
when you turn on a commercial, commercials just pop up. All you hear is bad things.
Mm-mm-mm.
Never do they
Mm-mm-mm.
talk about. There's still some good things and a lot of good, great people in this world left.
Yeah, sure they are. You know, it's you said. Good. Somebody else. Oh, I think that was us. So you said something else. the other day, this lady came to my office, looking for, you know, a policy. And she says, do you mind if I hug you?
I was letting that said my, you probably thought my wife might mind.
Well, no, so I'm going to tell you why. Because she was a Caucasian woman. And if you're not careful, you'll think that black people and white people are supposed to be at one another's throat.
I have biracial grandchildren. My godmother was Indian, Irish,
okay,
and white, Caucasian, whatever.
Yes,
y'all don't think people black and white, whatever color you want to call them. They still
we're
people.
In agreement.
And
yes, ma'am.
I grew
we're in
up
agreement.
Of everybody. And even
yes,
though
ma'am.
Some people you love are bad, you just try to minimize your time spent with them. But
absolutely.
Don't mean
well,
you hate them.
12, we are in agreement. But here was the point. Because of all that she had seen and what we've witnessed, mostly in recent times, with tensions that have been created between races, right?
Mm-hmm.
The notion is that you're supposed to be mad at one another. And I was like, absolutely. Of course, then there was the issue about COVID and what have you. And I told her, I said, if getting a hug from you going to kill me, go on, get rid of it. Don't lay me down. Let me go. But I said that to say that you said something earlier in terms of all of the created friction between people. It just breaks down trust and it breaks down communication. And that's something I believe all of us, you understand what I'm saying? We can all work toward reestablishing that. Now, that means that doctor ain't going to be able 3072, to always go to the cookie jar first and get a handful of them out, and then everybody else got a pen for themselves. That just ain't going to work, 3072. Is that right?
All right.
Can you
hear
me,
3072?
Huh? Yeah, I can hear you. I'm going to get your cookies in, man. That dog ain't going to hunt it.
Uh-uh.
So,
oh, no.
And I'm going to have to understand that. That's just the way it is. Now, who's going to keep me accountable, Pastor Wallace? Who's going to make sure when Dr. coming that he don't cause problems in the room? Who's going to do that, Pastor Wallace?
You got to watch your surroundings when it comes down to that. A lot of times, you know, when they feel like they can get to you, act like a way,
yeah,
especially if they got an in for you, you know. I guess it's something about where I came from and how I came up and how I had to deal with a lot of things. So setting people up was something that was big because of the trap. The trap was real. It's worse now than it was then because the increase of the wicked people, and we may not want to accept that there are a lot of people that are wicked.
Uh-huh.
And when the wicked to do harm, they're not supposed to want to do good for you or to you, you know. And, I mean, this is just something that I didn't invent. I didn't come up with that. I took a look and seen it in the Bible, and I see it actually going on. And so it's like, you know, don't deny what you see is real. This is something that is, you know, if we all could get along, that would be wonderful. But when you got wicked people, don't go at it like that. If they're not doing anything that's bringing forth something that's wicked, whether it's just in conversation or whether it's just you up while you walking by, man. I don't want to make it seem like what I say is right, but I'm not talking about what I'm wondering. I'm talking about what I've experienced. I know what it's like for someone to entrap me when I'm an innocent kid. You know, if you put something out here for me to possibly hope that I'm going to pick it up and try it, that means you intended to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't trying to make me have fun. You weren't trying to make me enjoy life. You were trying to do everything other than that. Now, who could only who could I think of that would do something like that? Somebody that got love for me, somebody that got hate for me. You know, that shouldn't be hard for me to come up with. And that means you're charging me for a crime that I did not commit. You committed the crime, and then you charged me for it.
Huh.
Hmm.
Well, that's my experience, 3072. That's my experience, 8112. That's my experience, Pastor Doctor. That's my experience, St. Louis. So, you know, I'm not talking about anything other than my experience. Let me tell you how the door still sounds to me right now when I hear the doors come off the hinges.
Hmm.
When they're kicking the doors down. I didn't ask nobody to come and kick my door down. How you know what I got in here? You know, I'm saying this is going on now, and it's worse, man. And it's worse. And it's being legalized. They can do stuff like this. And look here. If something don't be done about it, it's going to be more of it. I've been out of the game a long time. Doesn't seem like it. But I've been out of it a long time. And from what I've discovered lately, it has gotten increasingly worse. You know?
Well,
and it's talking about innocent people. Innocent people now.
Okay. So what were you going to say, Senator?
I was just going to agree with him about those wicked people. And, you know, sometimes people's only intention is to, because they feel a certain way, or they don't agree with this, or they don't like that, is to pull negative energy out of other people because that's what they're putting out. So may come on to a happy scene where it's balloons and cake and party and festivity, but they come there intentionally to pop those balloons, to knock that cake off the table, to turn those smiles upside down. You know, they're not there to celebrate. They're there to try to turn things to a negative end. And I'm sorry, as sad as this is, I have to agree, I see it every day.
Yeah.
Every day. So you got to be careful because their life is nothing. That's what they want yours to be. They want to have you in the same boat with them so they can feel a little bit better.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rather than just changing their life, they rather turn yours around and destroy it.
Make you miserable.
That was deep. That was deep, that 3072. I'm telling you now.
So true.
Right on time. So true.
That's the only reason they stick around is just to make things bad and be negative.
Especially if they know how to push your buttons like someone said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, most definitely.
Hey, so realizing that, guys, realizing that, it's important to prepare yourself and move on, right? Do you allow them to cause the disruption? What do you say to them? Say that's me, 8112. That's me. What do you say to me when you see me?
I've had exactly what you guys are talking about done to me. And being the person that I try to be good-hearted for the most part, but people that's closest to you, I understand, I realize, sometimes they have a tendency, because they know which buttons to push.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to get you to change your remote control to where they want you, where they feel you should be at.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes as hard as you try to go against, they so persistent, they don't stop until they get you where they want you at. Even though you thinking, I ain't going to say nothing, I'm going to let this slide.
Yeah.
After a while,
right.
Being me, I have a big mouth for a little person. I'm going to
go
say
ahead.
Because you got to back up off me after a while.
See that?
You scared or not scared, you got to get up off me and you won't believe I'm scared because I'm coming for you.
But you just let them win, and that's what they wanted. They spent all night trying to devise a plan to make you come on out, pull your pistol, and shoot them. Now you got a record like them.
No,
so when you see that, you ask me, Pastor Dockery, what I'm going to do for you, and I know that's you, I'm going to keep going the other way.
Yeah, that helps too.
I'm going to bless you and keep on going. You can find you another fool.
Okay. I got you. I mean, even though I got it.
That's
what
they want, though, 81. They want that from you. Don't give them that.
I don't give them that. I give them a good talking to. And then I tell them, if you don't want to be around me, stay away from me. I'm not running to people's houses, not even my family, because that's just not who I've ever been. I'm used to people coming to me.
Ladies, I want to offer something for your consideration, a perspective for your consideration. Have you ever thought that internally they were so empty and harmed that they were crying out for attention from you? They really wanted your attention. Have you ever considered that? So
I have,
you
can push it. We're all people, as I keep saying, and you can push a person so far. You can take the kindest hearted person and push them to a point, especially if they ain't here. I have a daughter that's so, she's just like so understanding, and she'll do like you were saying, 3072, and you guys were saying, she'll kind of like brush it off, even if she don't like it. She might just say, well, such and such, and it's her voice. Her mother's not always like that, and I'm not going to lie to you. Her mother's not always like that. She's
a
beautiful person. But my patient, over the 57 years I've been living, I used to have great patients. I need to pray about that, but ain't always that great. Now, I'm very forgiving, and if I hold on to something for a week, I'm doing good, especially when it comes to family. Don't mess with too many so-called friends, because that's who they turned out to be, most of them. So.
So-called.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the.
Well, so 12 and 72, let me lean on you again. Let me lean on you again now. So I'm miserable. And I want some company. You're not going to give me no company?
I have been just there where you're talking about, Pastor Dockery. And God knows, over the years, I've been the crusade of mercy. So now, at the rightful age that I am, honestly, I wasn't ordained a minister. So, right, if you don't have anything positive to pour into my aging body, I don't have anything negative to pour into. I just don't have time for that. I will not make time for that anymore.
I get you. Well, look, you ever heard the expression, robbing Peter to pay Paul? Now, have you ever considered that the day may come where Peter's going to lie wait on you and say, hold up, you ain't robbing me today. You and Paul going to have to get it somewhere. Have you ever considered that?
Yep.
Now, at some point, the aggressor must be embraced, and sometimes you have to lay your holy hands on him and help him accept Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. And when he's done, he'll ask the question, Pastor Wallace, what must I do? What must I do? So I would hope that question later would be stupid.
Are you talking in past terms now? I'm telling you too, I ain't gonna let nobody. But like I said, it is what it is. Sometimes
okay, let me talk in real. Well, let me keep it 100 then, 81-12. Let me keep it 100 then. You have to come and let snatch them up, right? Warm their heart up a little bit, and then let them know. Now you know what I'm saying? We're not gonna keep doing this. And if I have to see you again, you're gonna lose a finger or a leg or something. That'll stop them. Then 181-12.
Some people resist it. I can't agree with all of that. Most of it, they do the right thing, but they might have to chop their whole hand off. Some of them keep coming at you. But
I
can't say this. With all players side, I will say this, however. Because the point, even the strongest person get weak.
That's true. That's
and
true.
Tired. And when you get tired in your own way, I think they'll get the message. Literally, it may take years of it. I feel like I do everything I can to help. What else can I do now? Whose turn is it? The holiday coming up. Well, what you doing for the holiday? No, I asked the question for the first time. What is your turn for the holiday? I know what I plan to do. Lord bless me, live and see it. I'm going to do what I normally do. But I'm just not, I'm not going to do it by myself is what I told them. No. If you want, then you either bring a dish, buy a dish, or participate in cooking a dish. Ain't nobody giving me a dish free, time nor labor.
8112, I be so bored over here that I still don't be bothered with people. So, you know, I just keep sitting up here by myself. I'm okay. Don't need the headache, the stress, nor the drama.
True, but you're a sweetheart, so far as
I'm good.
And well, we all get lonesome, but there comes a time, you're right, that I just don't feel like going through this. I don't deserve it. I don't want it. And I don't have to accept it. But being by yourself, you don't. God put people on earth to be with other people. Not everybody can, you know, get together and socialize in the correct way. But after a while, the ones that's causing them problems, oh, they're going to surface. They're going to surface. And they will be weeded out one by one. After a while, you had a great big crowd with a bunch of troublemakers. When you look up one day, from what I've experienced, let me speak for myself, you'll find that crowd. It's a few, but it's a few that you can enjoy comfortably.
Interesting.
I like it. It's a pretty good feeling most of the time.
Hey, ladies. I know we've been having a dialogue, but let me share this to you with you. Y'all know what's said to be a lady's best friend, right? Y'all know that, don't you?
Diamonds,
of course.
Diamonds. But do you know how a diamond is made? Geologists suggest. Huh?
Isn't it coal?
That's right. But watch this. It takes that coal to be impacted by thousands of pounds of pressure over thousands of years before it becomes ripe. And they dig deep down in the dirt, nasty coal before they find a diamond. Are y'all walking with me?
Goodness, yeah, I'm walking with
you. Yeah. So that beautiful thing that's your best friend, it has to go through something to get there. So don't throw me away. That may be some good in old doctor before you throw me away. You know what I'm saying? Let me come up there and sit on your porch 3072 with you and drink some Kool-Aid or something.
You can sit out there. I'll be in the backyard, though. You go ahead and sit out there.
I don't even sit on my porch.
I'm going to be in the back chilling. Help yourself. Let me know if you need some ice.
Yeah, I'll meet you in the back.
You hear this? She ain't gonna let me sit with her and drink no lemonade.
I'll meet you in the backyard, the doctor.
Well, it's some kind of way you got to find a balance, don't you? And sometimes the best way to get along with people is not to get with them at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't mean that to say so, but for a time anyway, it's not to get with them at all.
Led. I mean, spirit will lead you to who, you know, you'll just know.
Oh, and I do. And that's how I'm able to share the things, maybe verbally different from the way someone else would say it. However, it still comes out to be the same. Because one thing about the truth, it doesn't change. A lie change every time.
No, it don't. No, it does not. It does not change. If it's the truth, then. It's the truth. And it will make you free too. It will make you free. That's why you don't know.
I'm cool. I'm comfortable. I'm cool. I'm good because I ask for help. I don't mind calling on my divine father and grandfather. Never.
Okay.
So I feel grateful. It's a lot of people that don't even know to call them. I do, and they run in the street. And I'm thankful for that. So
that's true.
Sorry.
It's conversation, ladies. Anybody else got anything y'all want to talk about? We got about 24 minutes before we wrap up here. You listen to talk. It's open mic. It's open mic. I'm just going with the flow right now. I'm just amazed that my good friend down there in sunny Jacksonville, Florida, won't let me sit on the porch with him and drink a little Kool-Aid.
I told you, you're welcome to sit out there.
Yeah.
Yes,
but look,
she did. She said she wasn't going out there. She'll be in the basement.
I'm just I want to sit with a pretty lady. I want to sit next to a pretty lady. You understand what I'm saying? I'm being selfish.
Yeah, but no, seriously, COVID has just really gotten me into myself. I mean,
what?
Been locked in the house. I'm I don't know. I think I'm kind of liking this quarantine thing outside of work.
You know,
I ain't gotta do much.
I'm convinced that it's human nature to interact with other people. In fact,
we're
learning by example from other people. I hear what you're saying, that there are a lot. But I've learned to realize that, you know, little cat walked up behind me, right, Pastor Wallace. And, you know, I saw him already. I already knew he was back there. I wasn't worried about him or like that. But I think he thought he was going to startle me. Mm-hmm. So when he finally got close enough, I stopped, and I got close to him, and it startled him. Oh, man, I wasn't worried about you trying to do nothing, brother. You know what I'm saying? Where I'm from, Pastor Waller, when you run up, you get done up. That's not good. That's not a good outcome. I explained to him, I said, look, man, everybody don't have the patience to let you run up on them like that, and you shouldn't do that. You know what I mean? You should be respectful of other people's faith, because that can get you in the jam. But it's all good, you know. It was a teachable moment, Pastor Waller. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's room for respect now. You know, it's a lot of room for respect.
Absolutely. And you disrespect the wrong one at the wrong time, may not be a good outcome for you. That's all I'm saying. But it is
that's
a fact.
Right.
And unfortunately,
right.
It appears as though there are a lot of people who are 72 who are still in tense spirits and times right now. And, you know, they don't know what to do. And interacting with other people is hard for them, you know.
Agreed.
I heard about Karens, the concept of a Karen. Okay. I mean, who's going around clowning like that?
Well, there's many people. The Amy Cooper lady I don't know if you heard about the story where there's the blackbird watcher in the park and her dog was off the leash, so the man was trying to get her to put her dog on the leash. And she called the police and, told them that the black man was threatening her and all this.
Right.
But anyway, her job fired her. So now she's
doing
her job for firing her.
Okay.
Because they were wrong, and, you know, so it's just hilarious. But back again to interacting with people and all of that, so more and more of those crazy Karen stories come out. Again, it just makes people not want to even subject themselves.
Well, but so hold on now, 72. Let's keep in mind that even with that number you hear, that's not everybody. That's a very small number in America. You understand what I'm saying?
We just had a lady here slap a black boy in the face at Burger King because her sandwich tomato was too thin or something. Foolishness on the news. Yeah, I mean, you're saying that that's a small number. You'd be surprised at the actual number of this going around.
I'm part of that number, and it happens to you, then it's different.
Listen,
it matters.
I'm not
then
suggesting that it doesn't happen. I am saying, though, if you take today and you go around all
New Way Outreach Ministry in the night season, still doing the will, word of God.
That's while he's in his he's out on the street in his body. He's traumatized. With those people that are out there.
Okay.
If you if you took just today, 72,
mm-hmm.
and you took all the incidents of that nature, of all of the 352-some million people that are said to be in America, you, mm-hmm. how many would it be? Well, that's what I'm saying. So it's mm-hmm. not a it's I'm not even sure if it's a random sample of society, as it is a portion of individuals who, for whatever reason, always are the ones who causing the problem, the friction, the trouble. I put it on myself. I was getting into character to be the troublemaker, but, you know, I had a lady tell me that I came in the building. She said, okay, don't start no trouble today. Kind of trouble on
the side. Man, from what I've learned, you had the patience of Joel. I'm not going to lie, because I've heard some people say certain things. I'd be over here about to pee my pants trying to shut my mouth. And you'll come back with so much love and kindness, like, okay.
Well, we try.
I'm like my
you know what?
Like, mm-mm.
So that's what we're here for, 8112, really. I really do want our discussion, because I realize it's not just me that's on the air. And even though there are people who don't call in and don't verbalize, there are people who watch. And
watching.
You
yes,
might
I
be
understand.
Surprised how many, you might be surprised how many people get back with me off the air. You understand what I'm saying?
That's what I'm telling you. Sometimes I go off the deep end about certain things.
No,
then
you
I told right. you before. And I told you before, I said, sometimes I've even called and said, Pastor Dockery, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to be this.
No, I appreciate that.
I am me, and I'm not a fake or a fraud. Then the big mouth little person say certain things sometimes.
I'm a
big person. I'm short, but I stand 10 feet tall, baby, 10 toes down.
You ain't going to bust a grape with a 50-pound sled down. What are you talking about?
That's what they said about David with Goliath.
So I tell you, oh, man.
That's what they said about him, too.
All right. Pastor Wall, I know you out working, big brother. I don't want to cut you out. Anything you want to add to the conversation in the last few minutes?
Yeah, I'm truly grateful to just be a part of what's happening, man, you know, to be assembled with you all and for you to understand that out on the street, you know, like right now, you know, the helicopter's going by, you know, I don't know what they're doing. If it's in the air, I hear them, and I'm sure you all hear them as well. If they're searching for somebody or if they're just going on to the destiny in which they choose to go to, I don't know. But again, I appreciate you all understanding that I'm on the street just making sure that there's peace in the neighborhood. And so far, you know, there has been nothing but peace in spite of the difficulties that people are dealing with out here. Somebody's on the ground to make sure. And I'm not saying that I know everything, but I can say at this point, I want to say to you all, I have a T-shirt on now. It says, news, north, south, east, and west. Hold your fire, for we're not enemies.
Mm.
Now, that T-shirt to me, it made me come out on the street and just post up. I've seen the officers ride by.
Right.
I've seen them continue to go on by.
Mm.
And every now and then the thought comes, I wonder if I wasn't right here on this corner. Would they continue to move on like they're doing, or would they just automatically pull over and stop someone? Either way it goes, right now, it's still peace. So I just want to thank you all again for allowing me to share that with you.
Yeah,
now, here comes the siren right now. But I let you know that I'm not inside. I'm a mute
going
right now, so you don't hear all the noise.
I got you. Well, I can say, honestly, though, is I personally witnessed that what you said you're about, when I see you, that's what you're about. Now, I'm one of many preachers in Nashville, and I know of about 40 of them indirectly that I usually have regular and direct contact with. And, you know, they do what they do. Many of them do some great things. But one thing I know is that this brother's not afraid to be out there on the ground, on the street, face-to-face with what we say we're afraid of and what we want to get rid of. So when I hear people suggest, here on Talk Straight, we trying to hurt or have a disdain for young brothers. You know, that's the silliest things I ever heard, because I know he and I both have been out there under tents and out of tents doing what we do. Cause that's, and we're not doing that looking for nobody to recognize. That's just what we do. We realize what So it is. I want you to know that we appreciate you, big brother. We appreciate you jumping in there with us. And I understand. I understand. You know, we all family
on here. And I literally mean that. You ain't got to have
that's
family.
All right.
You got to be family.
Well, I surely appreciate you. Know, that's why I tune in, because I know how special you all are to me. So, you know,
yes, sir. Same here.
Really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank God.
Now,
appreciate
that. I will make one observation. I noticed.
Go ahead.
When you came on, Jacksonville and Tiara just lit up like a Christmas tree, man. I said, wait a minute. They were all dull and flat with me. You came up, bam! They just popped out like popcorn.
See that, man? See how he do me?
Tell him to stop hating.
Yes.
But a jelly pastor, Dr. Stop playing.
Look. And Pastor Aubrey, you lucky we're not in person. We'd be sneaking him cookies and milk.
That's all I'm saying.
That's a good thing.
I guess I'll go slam in my corner and find my own lemonade 72. That's what I'm going to do. Go get my own lemonade.
It's all right. Yes.
But listen, guys, it's got about 12 minutes. St. Louis, where you at, man?
I'm here.
Oh, there you
are. Okay. All right.
What's going on?
We were just still, I guess we're wrapping up our conversation for the evening. It's been open mic. And I just want to...
Yeah, you have a holiday this weekend.
That's right. Guess what we're going to do on Monday, St. Louis? We're gonna go back out there and see. Folks. My staff and I are going back to see some folks that ain't got no food. Right? We're gonna spend the Memorial Day with them.
Yes, that's a good gesture.
Where are you guys gonna be?
Our office is not too far from a homeless camp, and then a little bit further down is the mission. So.
Okay.
Just a small one. Nothing big. That's where we are.
Well,
guys,
that's a wonderful gesture.
Well, you know what? I read somewhere that it's better to give than to receive. Now, 8112, the problem with that for me is my pockets stay full with dust more than money, but it's better to give than receive. So I guess I'm going to keep giving the dust back, that's all. That'd be all right.
Excuse me. I'm sitting under a fan. When you give, and if your pockets are full of dust, guess what they'll be full of? Wealth.
What's that?
When you give, your pockets are full of wealth. You may not know, you know where it came from, if you believe.
Okay. All right.
Well, the reason your pockets, full of dust, because you're not reading that right. It's best to give than receive, but it don't tell you how much to give. It don't tell you to give away every daggone thing.
Don't give everything out. Keep some of it in your pocket. I hear you.
Absolutely.
One thing about it, like I said, your wealth would come, and it had already you felt all that shit and that dust, they were full of things was of worth.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let's do this, guys. Let's go around and wrap it up there. I think Pastor got somebody to talk to. All right, well, you want to start us off there, 72, final thought before we get out of here?
Yes. Let us just step outside of our comfort zone and, I guess, do what we can to improve and change negative situations.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's a good thing. I'll take that. Thank you very much for joining us. I realize you've been mm-hmm. Your shifts have been crazy, but we appreciate you spending time on this Thursday night, mm-hmm. May 27th, 2021. All right. Well, we'll again, thank you very much, Sarah. All right, 8112, what about it?
Yes, sir. Once again, I appreciate you guys. Y'all put a smile on my face tonight. And for that, I'm in Henson forever grateful. And I will try to do what I can to join you guys.
Okay.
Have a
well,
safe and blessed day weekend.
Thank you. Always happy to have you. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Then, Lord, give us a word of encouragement, something we can take home with us. Something we can put in our pocket.
Well, when you take something out of your left pocket to give it to somebody, take some and put it in your right pocket so you have some of yourself.
Okay. I like
it. All right.
That.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you. All right. Pastor Waller, you free there, sir? We're going to turn it over to you to wrap us up for the night.
Oh, man, it's been great, man. I really enjoyed everything that has happened on this wonderful night, man. The broadcast was right where it needed to be. And we always want to end the broadcast acknowledging the one who created this day. So, again, I thank God for all of you. And just remember one thing. There's power in giving.
Mm.
Let me tell you why I say that. The Bible says that you ought to support the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. Now, don't take my word. Go into the book of Acts, chapter 20, and verse number 35. You would find it very close and near, something to remember. You can't be forgiven, no matter how hard you try. It's give until it hurts. Amen. I yield back to you on that note.
Wow. Okay. Great conversation. Thank you all. Bless you, brother preacher. We'll see. We'll holler. I'll catch up with you later on this week, though. But we appreciate everybody.
All right.
Great conversation here on Talk Straight. Lord willing, we'll be back Tuesday night for another episode. Until then, listen to Sam Cooke by Brian Owen and his dad.
Go ahead.
What'd you say, son?
Like a river, I've been running every chance. Just giving it all. Long time coming, but I know change won't come. Oh, yes, it's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there.
Up to your
other side.